potato rig. Potato rig. Uh-huh. It was a long tube streak. Uh-huh. That's about all kind of rigs I know of. Uh-huh.
If something is squeaking, how might you lubricate it?
How do you...
What would you use?
Oh. Well, according to what you're going to agree with, I got a grease gun. I got two grease guns. Mm-hmm. Then I agreed my machinery with, which is a compression thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I got what I call a pump can. It holds a cylinder oil. Mm-hmm. And just pump it on you, whatever you're squeaking. Mm-hmm. And that's about the only, of course, motor oil. We change the motor oil, tractors, you know, so often. Mm-hmm. But the grease, the irrigating gun and stuff like that, we got, and peanut picker, we got a grease gun, a big one. Hold 5 gallons of grease, and then I got a little one just hold a tube of grease, according to what I need.
if you got some grease on your hands, you'd say your hands were...
greasy.
Uh-huh. How would you get that off? What would you use?
Well, they make them material, especially to get it all away, but, and I've used it, but I never know the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's just a compound. It's some... waterless compound you send a bucket, just reach and get you some of it, and it'll take that grease off you, and you take a rag in or a towel, paper towel, and wipe it off. But otherwise, we ain't got none of that. We just under some soap and water and Babo and comic maybe. And in other words, if you look at that, you can tell.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's been, that hand's been places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can tell it's double used.
Mm-hmm.
Use a lot more than this.
Uh-huh.
I've had calluses and corns on that thing. Blisters.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a blister and it'd run juicy, you know, hot water where you blistered it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we live easy now.
Mm-hmm.
We called hell.
Yeah.
During World War II.
Yeah.
I stacked peanuts around the pool.
Uh-huh.
6 weeks. Every day except Sunday. Without, not miss a day.
Good God.
And I'm talking about 12 hours a day, ain't talking about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
My shirt would have snow white streaks of salt on it that long.
Mm.
That way I just,
mm-hmm.
where I had got, been that hot. And that's as white as salt as you ever saw.
Mm. God. Those are some pretty rough times.
Yeah, boy, they was rough days. Mm. Everything was sticking dirt mostly. Wasn't no pick up peanut pickers, you know. We stacked them in the field on stack and then pulled the old picker up out in the field and took the mules and hauled them to the picker on the mule, on ground slides.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't modern living at all.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the only way it was going. Wasn't nothing else. Well, my cub living down here at the El Dorado, he built the first windrow peanut picker that there was in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And just as he got it where it was going good, he started to build a fire and a little heater out in his workshop one morning.
Mm-hmm.
There was he'd had 5 gallons of kerosene there to start his fire with, and somebody had moved it.
Uh-huh.
And of course, right close by there was a gallon of gas. I mean, five gallons of gas, he sold on there and burned him up.
Mm.
And a little Easton peanut picker.
Mm-hmm.
Beat his wife out of that patent.
Mm-hmm.
He never get a thing out of it.
God.
Our family, but he built the first one that was ever run in this country.
Mm.
But that wasn't anything.
Yeah, that happens.
And they pick them, no, they don't pick them any other way now.
Mm-hmm.
Except with that rig.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember years ago cars, what kind of car, first tires that the cars had when they came out?